and I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 154-55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or at www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening:
South Africa's Supreme Court of Appeal rules that the country's police should investigate alleged crimes against humanity in Zimbabwe, but Harare dismisses the ruling as a non-event.
I will answer to the South African Constitution and South African courts. I'm not set up in terms of any of that. I answer to the Zimbabwean Constitution. I answer to the Zimbabwean laws. I answer to the Zimbabwean people and government, you understand? So we don't get directed by foreign governments or foreign courts which do not have jurisdiction over us.
The late MDC Security Director Benson Muchinewuta is laid to rest at his rural home in Buyera today following a funeral wake attended by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai.
And Zimbabwe officially launches its 16 days of activism campaign, with Women's Affairs Minister Obam Chinguri calling for stiffer sentences to be imposed on rapists to deter others from committing the same crime.
In a landmark ruling today, the South African Court of Appeal has ordered the South African Police Services to investigate crimes against humanity in Zimbabwe. The Southern African Human Rights Litigation Center and the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum brought the case after providing South African prosecutors with evidence that Zimbabwean officials were involved in torturing opposition members in 2007 and 2008. During its ruling today, the Supreme Court outlined the evidence in the dossier, noting that it included evidence of severe physical assaults, including the use of baseball bats, waterboarding and electrical shocks being applied to genitalia by Zimbabwean officials. Zimbabwe authorities have in the past failed to investigate the allegations of torture. The Bloemfontein-based court ruled that charges of, quote, systematic torture are serious enough for Pretoria to pursue their perpetrators, even if it means exercising extraterritorial jurisdiction.
The court ruled that under international law, South Africa has a duty to investigate crimes against humanity in Zimbabwe once the perpetrators set foot in South Africa. In June last year, President Robert Mugabe, speaking at a convention of Southern African Liberation Movements, urged the ruling ANC government to snub an earlier ruling on the torture calling the probe ordered by the South African High Court racist. Mr. Mugabe urged the ANC to, quote, apply every means at their disposal to prevent the case soaring relations between Harare and Pretoria. But ANC Secretary General Gwede Montashe said the ANC, as a party, respected the rule of law. Zimbabwe Exiles Forum Executive Director Gabriel Shumba tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that the ruling is significant.
It's a very monumental decision. In fact, the first of its kind in South Africa and Africa as a whole, because what it does is to seek to practicalize the implementation of the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court in Africa. In particular, it also goes a long, long mile in curbing and discouraging impunity for crimes against humanity. And all of us who are for the advancement of human rights in our countries and on the continent and in the world would be celebrating a great deal today that the Supreme Court of Appeal has made this decision. It's a very, very huge decision. I would also want to go into what it necessarily says. The judgment actually says that you are encouraged as a country, that is South Africa, to ensure that you observe the sanctity of human rights, not only in South Africa in terms of the implementation of the Rome Statute Act of South Africa itself, but also in terms of the universality of some specific crimes, such as crimes against humanity, in particular torture that was committed in Zimbabwe.
Is there any political appetite to do this, Mr. Shumba?
Well, that remains to be seen. One thing that I can say with a great deal of confidence is that South Africa is a country that, to a large extent, respects the rule of law.
But Zimbabwe's Prosecutor General, Johan Stomana, says the ruling is a non-event.
So the South African government and the South African police has ordered that the South African government and the South African police should investigate the human rights violations in Zimbabwe.
Yes, that's what the ruling is saying.
Why should I worry about that? Because I don't answer to the South African courts. I don't answer to the South African government. I don't answer to the South African constitution and South African courts. I'm not set up in terms of any of that. I answer to the Zimbabwean constitution. I answer to the Zimbabwean laws. I answer to the Zimbabwean people and government, you understand? So we don't get directed by foreign governments or foreign courts which do not have jurisdiction over us. It is, as far as I'm concerned, a non-event.
Prosecutor General Johan Stomana in Harare.